Conference, you've seen Layla's incredible strength and bravery, her fight for her daughter, but also for all our daughters. And we must stand with her, because a Labour government will bring in powers to help prevent female genital mutilation as part of a new law on violence against women and girls, because, Layla, this conference is determined to back you in your vital fight to protect girls from violence. Because, conference, that's what we in the Labour Party believe in. Fighting against abuse, fighting for justice, standing up for those whose voices don't get heard or who get left behind, for those who don't feel safe or live in fear, and standing up for our values: equality, liberty, justice, and unity. Nye Bevan knew the importance of standing together as a Welshman when he founded our National Health Service. Keir Hardie knew it as a Scot struggling for universal women's suffrage. Barbara Castle knew it as a Yorkshire woman who worked with Dagenham trade unionists to bring in the Equal Pay Act. Unity, solidarity, a bond between our nations, North and South, men and women, together fighting for each other's rights. Because, conference, yes, there is power in a union. And for 114 years, we have fought for the change a Labour Party can bring. And with 32 weeks now until that general election, we will not stop to help families across the country, to strengthen our communities. And as Ed said in his powerful speech yesterday, to standing together to save our National Health Service. That is why we need Ed Miliband in Downing Street as our next Labour Prime Minister. And our party believes we are stronger when we stand together than when we leave people to sink or swim alone. Born in Scotland, brought up in England, I am so glad our United Kingdom stayed together. But although we've argued and seen strong passions, many of the yes and no voters that I talked to were perhaps not so far apart as you'd think. There was the yes voter who told me she just didn't want a Tory government ever, ever, ever again. Well, conference, we're with her on that one. Or there was the no voter who told me that he was confused because he was born in London and now lived in Glasgow, and would he need to get two passports before he went on his summer holiday? Two passports? Well, after this summer's Tory passport fiasco, we'd be lucky to get one from Theresa May. But, conference, last week, our proud nation nearly broke. We stayed together, but we don't feel fixed. People feeling insecure, anxious, pessimistic, powerless, ignored, let down, feeling buffeted by globalisation, abandoned by government, falling living standards, fast-changing communities, people desperate for hope, determined that things should be different. Demanding change in our economy so it works for working people, demanding change in our politics, devolving power, wanting a fair deal for Wales, for Scotland, for Northern Ireland and for England, a fair deal for North and South. But instead of fixing these problems, some people are exploiting them with the politics of division, the politics of finding someone else to scorn or blame, and a politics that leaves us angrier, poorer, and weaker. Be it the SNP or UKIP, in their different ways, they are trying to pull us apart. And as for David Cameron and the Tories, they just don't get the insecurity, the scale of reforms needed to hold us together. David Cameron cannot unite a people when he pits us one against another. The Tories cannot pull us together. They are divided and they are divisive. Unity, they don't know the meaning of the word. And Conference, our party will always stand up against the politics of hatred and division. So this is our task, to ensure security within our borders, to be a nation self-confident so we can look outwards at the world and not inwards at ourselves, to defend the most basic security of all, a life lived free from fear, intimidation or crime, to fight for justice for those whose voices don't get heard. Not division, not hostility, but hope, pride and unity. That is true patriotism. And Conference, when our security is at stake, we have to stand together. From the Glasgow airport attack to the Manchester city centre bomb, our communities, citizens and unsung heroes in our police and intelligence agencies do vital work to keep us safe. And we face new threats. British citizens have joined the barbarism of ISIL, a vile movement that is holding hostage Alan Henning, a British aid worker who has only ever helped the innocent. As Muslims across Britain have made clear, this is not religion, it is a perverted ideology that persecutes anyone who gets in their way. And we will work with the government to tackle the threat, supporting the action the United States has taken, calling for a UN Security Council resolution. But more must be done at home too. Not knee-jerk reactions, but practical, tested measures to protect our citizens and our democratic values too. No return to 90 days, that was never justified by evidence. But not flailing around, announcing policies with no idea how they'll work or when they'll come in. It's time to strengthen the counter-terror powers that the government weakened so the courts can stop serious terror suspects running away. Time to revive the community prevent work the government cancelled so that communities can do their bit to stop the vile extremist ideologies taking hold. And we must challenge all forms of extremism. The awful desecration of Jewish gravestones as anti-Semitic attacks have risen this summer. The stones through the mosque windows as Islamophobic attacks have risen this year. Conference, we will always stand together to defend democracy, freedom and security and never let extremists win. But for our nation to stay strong, with the confidence to look outwards, not inwards at ourselves, people need to feel secure in our borders, in our communities, and in the workplace. And right now, too many don't. I know some people think that it is right-wing to be worried about immigration. But remember, while it's the reactionary right who want to build a wall to keep the world out, it's also the free market right who want a wide-open border in the interests of cheap labour. The right-wing politics of division and the right-wing politics of exploitation. Neither will ever be right for Britain, for working people, or for Labour. We know our country is built on centuries of migration, from Nobel Prize winners to Olympic medal winners, from the designer of the Mini to the founders of Marks and Spencers. But immigration has to be controlled and managed. We know in a global economy we need to draw on international talent and investment, but the system needs to be fair. We won't engage in an arms race of rhetoric, just practical policies that help. And Conference, we will never do what the Tories did last summer, sending round go-home advans to stigmatise and intimidate British citizens. That was a disgrace. So yes, Labour got things wrong on immigration, on transitional controls for Eastern Europe, on the impact on jobs. But look at what the government is doing now. David Cameron promised no ifs, no buts, he would meet his net migration target. Theresa May boasted last year that her progress on her target was, she said, an achievement to be proud of. Yet net migration is the same now as it was when they came to office and their target is in tatters, and people are more worried than ever. Because here's what's got worse. More exploitation, more insecurity, border controls reduced, fewer foreign criminals sent home, fewer firms fined for employing illegal migrants. And yet, for the first time in decades, the number of international university students who bring billions into Britain went down. It's the worst of all worlds. So that is why a Labour government will bring in stronger border controls to tackle illegal immigration, proper entry and exit checks so visas can be enforced and criminals stopped. We will set smarter controls and targets to reduce low-skilled migration and tackle abuse, yet make sure we have the university students and top talent we need. And conference, we will never turn our backs on those who are fleeing persecution. And I am proud our party made the government take the vulnerable Syrian refugees who are fleeing from the conflict. But those who come to work and live need to contribute, not claim benefits, and abide by the law. Rules must be fair and they must be properly enforced. And that means we need some radical reform when it comes to Europe. To stop the growing crisis at Calais, to strengthen restrictions on new countries, to change benefit rules so people can't claim when they first arrive, and change deportation rules to make it easier to send home EU citizens who commit crimes, and changing employment rules to stop employers exploiting cheap migrant labour to undercut wages and jobs. So not free movement, but fair movement. We'll outlaw agencies who only recruit from abroad, close the loopholes in the minimum wage, increase fines for employing people here illegally, and end the shocking abuse of zero-hours contracts. And we should do more. Take the Eastern European workers who were brought here by a gang to work. Their wages were stolen. They slept on bug-ridden mattresses six to a room and had dogs set on them if they complained. And they were held in the back of a transit van for 5 days at a time. The police tried to stop it, but said they couldn't prosecute because the men were here legally, they'd consented to work, and so there was no crime. People treated as animals, exploited by employers, just to undercut other jobs and wages, responsible businesses being undermined. No crime? Conference, this is not the economy we want or the Britain we believe in. So the next Labour government will make this exploitation a crime. And conference, we need to do more also to stop the criminals who are trading in humanity, not just here but across the world. To stop clothing woven with the sweat of slaves from reaching our fashion rails, or seafood stained with the blood of slaves reaching our supermarket shelves. The government's modern slavery bill doesn't go nearly far enough. We can have no half measures. A Labour government will demand action from major companies throughout their international major supply chains because it is time to stamp out this evil trade. And conference, it is only the Labour Party that is prepared to tackle that exploitation of immigration that hits wages and jobs. The Tories, Liberal Democrats and UKIP would make things worse. The Coalition has already made it harder to enforce employment rights. And as for UKIP, don't let them ever tell you they'll sort out problems on immigration. They'd make it harder to get France to sort out the crisis at Calais. They'd ditch the European arrest warrant and make it harder to send foreign criminals back home. They'd cut employment rights and make it harder to stop employers exploiting immigration to undercut local pay. And don't let them ever, ever tell you that they stand up for working people when their plans hit jobs, when they'd scrap your rights at work, charge you to see a GP and cut taxes for millionaires by more than David Cameron. That is not helping work. Working people, that is hurting working people. And conference, we should be clear about something else. It is not racist to worry about immigration or to want stronger controls. But when a UKIP candidate says Lenny Henry should have to leave the country because of the colour of his skin, that is racism, and we will never let racism go unchallenged. So, Conference, our party will always stand together against extremism, against exploitation and against racism, and to keep communities safe and get justice for victims. Right now, Theresa May is turning back the clock. The government boasts that crime is falling, but crime is changing and they're turning a blind eye. Theft from cars is falling, but online theft is through the roof. Violent crime is up, but fewer violent criminals are getting caught. Reported rapes are up, but prosecutions are down 14%. That is not justice. And all of us should be very worried about the way children have been let down in Rotherham, in Oxfordshire, in Rochdale, Savile, the BBC, the NHS, North Wales care homes. One girl told the police that she was being sexually exploited. They took no action and decided that she wasn't at risk, even though she told them she was being abused by a gang. Just 1 month later, the police found her in a derelict house with a group of men. They arrested her for being drunk and disorderly. None of the men was arrested. She was 11 years old. Too many people turning a blind eye. Too many victims not being heard. And this isn't history. This is happening now. There's more cases of child sex abuse being reported to the police, but prosecutions are down by 9%. Convicted child sex offenders used to be barred from working with children, but since the government changed the barring rules, nearly 10,000 fewer child sex offenders have been barred from working with children. And the National Crime Agency now has the details of over 25,000 people suspected of downloading vile, abusive images of children online. But they've only investigated and arrested 660 of them, and they say the police don't have the capacity to investigate them all. But yet, the police arrest 230,000 people a year for theft, 111,000 people a year for drug offences. Why don't they have the capacity to investigate 25,000 people when children are at risk? The truth is, this is not just about capacity, it's about priority. Theresa May says that crime is falling and we don't need as many police. I say that crime is changing and we need police and Home Office action to keep our children safe. So we need the national inquiry we called for 2 years ago that still hasn't started. We need a massive overhaul of the national institutions and organisations that tackle this heinous crime. We need stronger laws so professionals can never turn a blind eye. And a Labour government will change the law to ban convicted sex offenders, convicted child sex offenders, from working with children, and we will put child protection first. And because we've always been the party that was not just tough on crime, but tough on the causes of crime, that means also doing more to prevent violence in the first place, to prevent growing violence in teenage relationships, educating them about online risks, tackling homophobic bullying, and teaching zero tolerance of violence to our young people. So, Conference, the next Labour government will bring in compulsory sex and relationship education in all of our schools. But, of course, to tackle any of these crimes, we also need a police service fit for the 21st century. We have some of the bravest and most effective police officers in the world, strong police staff who support them every step of the way. But when policing goes wrong, we need higher standards and swift action to put it right. That is why we will introduce the radical police reforms Lord Stevens called for in the independent commission that we set up. Chartered police officers who can be struck off just as doctors and lawyers can when things go wrong. A new stronger inspectorate, a police standards authority to make sure standards are met, holding people to account. And we'll also show how we deliver when budgets will be tight and the police budget is being cut. George Osborne's failure to get the economy growing fast enough means he's failed on the deficit too, and we will need to sort out his mess. Under Theresa May's plans for next year, forces are already expecting to cut over 1,100 more police officers on top of the 16,000 officers that have already gone. Neighbourhood policing in many parts of the country is now being decimated. 999 waits are up. And what is Theresa May's answer? She's good at shouting at the police, hopeless at reforming the police. Her flagship reform was to create police and crime commissioners. Now, here in Manchester, Labour's Tony Lloyd has been working immensely hard to make the system work. And Tony and others have told us how it is flawed. Remember that Theresa May spent £75 million on elections in November. 7 out of 8 voters stayed home. And there's no way to hold police and crime commissioners to account in between elections, as we found out in Rotherham. So we need a better system, stronger accountability to victims, local communities and to local government in a new devolution settlement for England and Wales. And so, conference, the next Labour government will abolish police and crime commissioners and put the savings into frontline policing instead. And conference, we can make other savings too. The police working together in a national procurement plan, ending the absurd £17 million taxpayer subsidy for gun licences that David Cameron is determined personally to defend. And conference, with the savings that we found, we can make a difference. So if Theresa May wants to cut 1,100 police officers next year, I can announce that Labour's plan will give forces enough money next year to save all those officers from being cut, a Labour plan to keep our police on the beat and keep our communities safe. And conference, is one other area where we believe some of those savings should be used. We heard at the beginning from Leila about the violence against women and girls. Right now, across the country, under this government, refuges are facing closure. Entire cities and counties already have no refuge provision left at all. Letting down mothers like Nadia, when she found the strength to leave the partner who had abused her many times, she got no further than the council housing office. She sat there for hours with her 3 children, but there was nowhere for her to go. So she went back home. That night she left again, only this time it was to hospital, having been beaten and hurt. Conference, we must not let women like Nadia down. And that is why we will bring in new laws, new standards, a new commissioner on domestic and sexual abuse. And a Labour government will use some of the savings that we have found to fund a national network of refuges, because those who are fleeing abuse should always have a safe place to turn. So, conference, we only keep our communities safe and strong if we stand together. But we can only stand together if we face up to the problems that are pulling us apart. So this is Labour's plan. Stronger controls at our border, stronger action against exploitation, standing up to extremism, more police on our streets, more help for victims to stay safe, justice for those whose voices aren't heard, fairness, security, justice for all. Conference, this is Labour's plan for our future.